Hello, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I am so happy you are here. Believe.love is our website. You can find all of our links to our Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, everything is there. We're going to change lives tonight. And I certainly hope it's going to be your life that we change. So I hope you're doing well wherever you are. And so Believe, what the show does is we help you succeed and we help to make sense of all the things going on in the world around us to try to give us some kind of hope, some kind of purpose, and to really get to the core of how to succeed, how to achieve all of the things that you want to do, how to make your life absolutely unbelievable. So I'm really, really excited. We're going to have a raw show tonight, and I think it's going to be really amazing for you. We're going to get into something called the Championship Business and Life Formula tonight, later in the show. I think you're really going to love it. And there's a contest we're running for new subscribers to our free YouTube and iTunes channel. And I want to give you a $250 gift card if you're a new subscriber to our free channels. It doesn't cost anything because we're a community and we want to spread this message of love. So if you go to believecontest.com, that's believecontest.com, you can get all the instructions. You're going to ask your questions, give your feedback, and we choose the best one multiple times a month. The best person who gives the person who gives the best feedback, the best question. We're going to give you a $250 gift card, and that's just me wanting to give people money to help us spread the message and to get your feedback and answer your questions. So head over to believecontest.com for that. So tonight I really have to be honest about something on this show. I was going to come on and just try to do a regular show. We had our first show the other day that we've ever done. And actually, I had to really get honest. You know, I was feeling terrible today. I just woke up. There was something inside of me that was just feeling horrible. I had a tension in my head. And I thought about it and I was thinking, I can't do a show today. I can't actually give my best. I don't feel clear. I feel blocked. I feel actually angry. I feel upset. And I listened back to the first show and I could hear myself sometimes just sounding very, very, you know, shot out of a cannon, which can be okay, but I just thought, man, I don't know that I can do this. I don't know that I'm feeling up to it. And actually, I feel like I'm not going to show the best side of me, the side that has done all the work and gone through struggles and made a lot of money, lost some money, made some money again, made a lot of money. And the part of me that's gone through so much to try to be maybe quote unquote spiritual, right? Or trying to be clear and nice and helpful. And I just thought, you know, I'm not seeming perfect. I sound terrible. I'm getting mad about things that I probably shouldn't get mad about. And I felt like not doing this tonight, if I'm going to be honest, not recording this. And then I thought, man, I think this could be a great opportunity because this is something you might be able to relate to. I don't know if you can live your best life without dealing with these things that really, really, really are tough. And if you're like me and you've gone through some of these things, you know that part of the reason we might not be getting things done is because we're not willing to confront these serious issues. And we're not really willing to get into why we're not making things happen. We can listen to a million self-help shows or audio books or whatever. But it comes down to how we feel. In fact, we can ruin business deals, relationships, because we might be reacting to things that we don't even understand why we're reacting that way. We might have thought, oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. And certain people have it worse. Some people we have, you know, people that are people with really bad reactions, but we all understand that anybody can have these reactions. And so we're all in it together in a way. And this is actually the most important thing, because this can cripple you as a person. It's not even about making money. You can't do maybe anything. I've felt like that personally. And today it was almost one of those. And I look at you guys as friends, guys and girls, whoever's listening. I look at you as my personal friend. So I thought this is actually a great opportunity for me to really get into this topic. No matter what I tell you or what anybody tells you specifically about how to succeed, make yourself more money, improve your business, become happier, love life, attain freedom. It's all very positive, but why don't we do the things we need to do sometimes? So this is a major thing. We all have feelings in our subconscious. And I feel like to succeed long term, you have to feel good. You have to understand what could make you feel even better and to deal with these things that are deep down. Deal with that darkness and actually the tough things in our life. And it can affect how we see the entire world. It can affect how people see us, right? How we see them. How tolerant we are, how convincing we are in sales, but not only that, how much we can love people that don't agree. And that's been sometimes very tough for people like me, maybe with a certain kind of personality type. So doing this show actually helps me to help you. And I want you to live your best life, the best life you could have ever dreamed of. I mean, I want you to accomplish things that you thought were absolutely impossible. And I can sit here and tell you so many positive things. I can tell you that you can do it, and I believe you can. But why specifically might you not be able to do it? Or why might not I not be able to do something? I encountered that today. Because my entire life is going in this direction now. And sometimes things are right in front of our face and we can't quite believe in ourselves enough to do that. So, you know, that's why I'm going to get into this now. I've generated millions of dollars of sales online. And sometimes a lot of money very quickly. And I've had tough times as well. Lost some money and then had to build things back. And I'm proud of that. And maybe you've had tough times as well. And it's really not about money. It's about the journey in many cases. Once we can survive, it's really not necessarily about money. And we've interviewed celebrities. I've done many things. I've been fortunate enough to date some beautiful women. And, you know, I've made the wrong decisions at times. I've not been my best self at times. And so this is one of the most important topics. I'm going to talk to you about a special technique right now that we're going to call the Freedom and Love Technique. And this can help you to really do anything. It's just one way to deal with these things that can enable you to reach heights you've never thought possible, to get in touch with things around you that you've never been able to even maybe see clearly, to look at ourselves, to look at others. I want to relate to you in this way. So this has helped me really to change my life. And it's just one thing I'm going to share with you, but it's really, really important. So if I meditated for an hour, and actually I'm doing this later in the day today, this show. So I feel it's actually night now, right? So I feel a little bit better. And if I meditated for an hour a day, you can tell if you listen to the first episode, you know, you may be able to hear some improvements, and we're going to continue to get better and better. I wanted to actually get things done and take action. So, but if I meditated for an hour a day for a few days, I mean, I would be a different person. I would be my best self. But, you know, the world includes a lot of emotions. It's not necessarily, you know, some people might say there's some turmoil. There's a lot of emotions out there. So I think it's time that we stop being hypocrites. We start telling the truth and start dealing with why some of these things might exist. I'm actually very excited to do that. I'm going to do it in a way that's going to be very direct. Freedom and love, the freedom and love technique. And actually, a neuroscientist with an amazing story, they really make up the basis for that technique. And we're going to take a look at who that is. But this can change your life. This can change your life. If you make $1,000 with a business, that's really good, or a startup, and you finally make your first sale, that's actually a really great thing. But I don't know that that's going to change your life. This can change your life. This can change your life, and it can make it so you can open yourself up to having more great days, to dealing with people in better ways, to making better decisions, to being able to be clear and really thrive. And so I'm just like, man, if I'm going to be honest with my friends that I'm honored to be helping in any way I can and dedicating my life to helping, even if I have tough times the same day, I'm just thinking, man, really early, it's not about being perfect. You know, it's about being honest and helping people through real pain that they might have, that maybe you've never heard this kind of thing before. So I'm really honored to share this with you. And I think it's going to really change your life. So, so we're going to address your health and wellness here, like I said, but it can lead really into anything in your life. And I'm going to go through something right now with your permission, you know, if you don't mind, live on air. I mean, I held it in today. I almost thought, man, I'll meditate today. There's many things, Kundalini yoga, people pray, Qigong. Again, you know, different yoga. I mean, people kickbox, people run, people talk it out with their friends. And I'm thinking, no, I'm going to do this for you. I want you to change your life. I want you to really, really, really absolutely change your life. I want you to be able to look at yourself and be proud that you finally overcome things you have never in your life thought that you would overcome. If you make $1 million without doing that, you'll still be left searching, in my opinion. I have some experience with that kind of thing. So I'm really excited. So I'm going to give you a specific step-by-step technique. And again, if we block, if we have blockages and we snap at people, you know, things can really go haywire. It can take us off track for days or weeks, and I would know from experience. So I'm going to help you by helping myself live and not hide anything, you know, get it out in the open and really, really ask for your help to do this as well and share your experiences with me. You know, I think it really can change your life. So let's get into this. And if we go to, I'm going to give you a great website, and that is gocure.com. We pull that up, gocure.com. And gocure.com, it looks just like a simple site here. You can see this website will actually have a PDF. There's some background information here. But actually, if you look at this PDF, you'll see the link that I'm clicking on now. And you can always reference this at gocure.com. And so this PDF is very short, and I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to summarize. Ellie Van Winkle wrote this, and she passed on. As you can see, she was a neuroscientist. And if we just, if we kind of take a look at this, Ellie Van Winkle, she was, this quote right here, "If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you." And that's from the Gospel of Thomas, as you can see. And you get into this, suppressing anger can cause a toxosis in the brain. Now, I may be saying that word wrong, by the way. Toxicosis. It can make your brain very toxic, right? And her story, if you go to the bottom of that PDF, her story is absolutely amazing. Her story is really, really unbelievable. And if I can tell you briefly, she was basically in mental institutions for decades. And finally, a nurse one day gave her plates to throw at the wall. She was locked up. They gave her plates to throw at the wall. Bam, bam, bam. And she had all kinds of problems. I believe schizophrenia, dementia, all the way until she was, I believe, 60 years old. It's just a paragraph there. That's a very short PDF at gocure.com. It can change your life. You got to click the link there. But the point is that Ellie, she eventually became a neuroscientist and cured herself of all of these ailments, and then went about becoming a neuroscientist and publishing this in a medical journal. Actually, the link to the medical journal, I think it was for NYU, as it stated on the PDF. It's actually in the bottom of that PDF. At the bottom, you'll see what medical journal that was published in. And she found that the bottom line with this for Ellie is that when she took her frustration out and she really had a chemical reaction, she was able to cure herself by triggering that chemical reaction in herself on purpose. And in her case, and she mentions this, if we direct it at maybe an early caretaker is what she recommends, including possibly our idea of God. So what she was able to do is she really got intense with that, but she took it out. She even recommends punching pillows and things like that. And we'll get into that. But the first thing you need to do in this process, and I'm going to add something to her process. Her process was called Her process was called regressive. Well, I have it here somewhere. Well, if we take a look at her PDF, The Biology of Emotion, Redirecting Self-Therapy. Redirecting Self-Therapy. So we're going to add something to that now. And the first thing what you want to do in this process that can really change your life is you need to identify the core of those things that might be bothering you and making you absolutely crazy in life. And if you're over the, I mean, even when you get to be 18, if you're an adult, you have some idea what these things may be, right? So we may start to get mad even after dealing with this, we could even repress those things. And then we get mad that we get mad. We get mad at our own reactions. We start feeling guilty. We start feeling like, man, when is this going to end? It might not be actually the people at all. It's actually, we start to get frustrated. I know I do. Start to get frustrated with just getting frustrated. And why do I have these reactions? I actually know what my core issues are. So we need to really learn how to clear this and then love it. But clearing it is the key, and I think you're really going to like this. So identify right now the things that may really be blocking you. I'm talking about your major life issues, and most of us have had something happen that is absolutely making us crazy. So for me, it's a lot of times inefficiency. I had an idea of God when I was young and my brother died, that God was in the sky, and I was thinking, God, you really screwed me over. You decided that this innocent baby should die, and you left me here, and there's no explanation. People try to give you an explanation, but there's no explanation for it, and it was, why am I even here? And God is kind of a jerk. That's what I thought of God. My ideas about God have evolved, and it includes that. There probably are some people in the sky or things or gods, things that we could seem like gods to us, right? We could seem like gods to fish, maybe, right? Or other things. So, but that was my idea. I felt really let down. And Ellie also mentions in her research that, and what worked for her is a lot of times our parents, or she even mentions her mother was not a terrible person and just left her in the crib, though, to cry it out. Maybe didn't give, because that's what her mother learned, right? And so her mother learned that, so she was left in the crib to cry it out. And that could have caused major detrimental effects. That can cause, I mean, that is actually a very common thing for parents to do. You can only deal, maybe some might say, you can only deal with so much, right? So, and then there were other things, but nothing catastrophic. But most people, we've had something catastrophic. And if you haven't, Ellie had a tremendous amount of problems and she didn't cite anything catastrophic. Because our parents aren't bad people, or your caretakers, or God, what I thought of God, not necessarily bad, but it can affect us. And so you can direct your anger safely towards whatever core issue you have. Whatever core issue you have. In our technique, the Freedom and Love technique, we're going to direct it that way, your core feelings. So for me, it brought up so many things. So many things get brought up from these core emotions of being let down. And I could tell you that it's affected my entire life. It's definitely cost me money. We talk about how to make more money or how to be more successful. These things have cost me money. And, you know, I've had to persevere to get through these things, but they've really, really affected me a lot. And so I know how important this stuff is. So I'm going to go through it right now. I'm going to really get into it. I want you to think of those things that are blocking you. And, you know, I know we're not perfect, but we can really, really, really actually speak to the universe about this and really let it out. It makes me, the next step, number two, talk to the universe, let it out, and it will listen. Let it out in whatever way that you can. I mean, really let it out. You need to have that chemical reaction in your brain. After you're done, you should be feeling relieved. And sometimes the idea is to trigger this chemical reaction more. I'm not a neuroscientist, but reading that and going through this and using this myself, and I'm going to use it right now, triggering that chemical reaction in our brain can set us free. It's so we don't have to do it and direct it somewhere else, correct? We don't have to direct it somewhere else. And that's the idea. And actually, she was able to do it so much and so deeply that it actually cured her of these ailments. And then she went on to become a neuroscientist very late in life, beyond 60 years old, and published her findings in a medical journal and her research. And actually, thousands of people use this all around the world. So you've identified now those core things, and I know you have. I can feel it. So the next thing you want to do is talk to the universe, you know, and really, really feel the pain. And actually, if you're by cushions or maybe you have a punching bag, I mean, get into it. For me, it's like, man, why is there so much inefficiency? How did I get in this crazy world? And I'm just going to get into it right now. I've held this all day for you guys, and I want you to as well. You can pause this. You can do whatever you want. My God, why am I here? Why are things so crazy? Why is there so much pain? I hate this pain. I hate the way that I feel, feeling so much pain. I hate the anger I have. It's hurt me so much. I feel so guilty about it. I feel helpless and feel crippled. And like, I don't want to achieve anything. I feel crazy. I feel like, honestly, I don't want anything to work because nothing seems to work on its own. And I start to blame people, and people drive me crazy. Why is this person not doing something on time? Hey, Jeremy, you know, I almost got really mad at you today. I'm getting better, so I didn't. But man, why not just give me the right information, people? Why not just accommodate me? Do what you say you're going to do, people. Be honest. I hate the way I can't deal diplomatically with it all. It's almost ruined my life. Can you understand? Can you feel that pain in yourself? You know, what's been limiting you? Feel it. Really, really feel it. I mean, beat the crap out of things safely. That's the key to this. You're doing it safely with yourself. Really go crazy. I mean, hit things in a safe way. Make it so you feel relieved and direct it. Hey, you know, our parents try to do their best, right? And their parents, they learn from them, and they're human too. None of us are perfect. So they're not perfect. Their parents weren't. But dealing with this, we're going to break the cycle. So you know what? It's nothing personal, just like Ellie says. But hey, parents, you know, why did you do that? Why didn't you care? You weren't taught how to care. I know, but you know what? I'm mad. Get into it. I mean, really go crazy. And you feel that chemical reaction. You feel your brain. I mean, I really haven't, I haven't done it enough. I'm holding back a little bit just because I'm recording this with you, right? But I mean, I am really, really angry at the world sometimes. I feel like, man, why in the world are people so rude and liars and people killing each other and lying and blaming, and they want to be lied to and people wanting power, and we're all designed to want money, and it's all made up. And what is this world? How did we get on this planet? All these bad things happening. I mean, it is crazy, and people lie, and they cheat. They're not on time. They don't pay attention to us, and I can't stand that. I'm angry about it. I mean, I am pissed off, to be honest with you. I am pissed off about that. It makes me absolutely to the point where I don't want to deal with anything. So I think we've gone through it. You can feel that. I really appreciate you doing that with me. I mean, that takes a lot of trust to do that with me, to share it, and really even go hard. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, you can buy a pillow for $2 at Walmart, so tear it apart. Do it to the point where you really get it out, because the idea is the next part of this technique, the freedom and love technique. You're feeling freedom now. But do it until you tear that thing apart or get it all out. And I mean, make yourself cry, guys, especially, right? Guys don't necessarily do a good job of that all the time. But tear it apart. This can change your life. You want to make millions of dollars, or you want to save the world, or you have to address these dark feelings. Because the next part, you're going to love this part. The freedom and love technique. We're going to send love. We're going to send love to those feelings. We're going to send love to those people. We're going to forgive. We're going to forgive all of those people and things and God and the universe and everything that I just said I think I should hate, or I do hate sometimes, or hate is in my head. Hating is in my head. It's my perspective. So whatever it is for you, you're forgiving it. I am forgiving it. I forgive you. I hope you forgive me. I forgive all of it. And I really, this is genuine. I need to do this more. I mean, you can't really see tears in my eyes, but I need to do this more. You could be doing a million other things right now, and so could I. Going to Silicon Valley to try to make billions of dollars, maybe not a bad idea. I think I'm smart enough to do that. And I think probably you could do something like that as well. But I am here and you are here to improve yourself and be a better person for the entire world, for everything. And I need to do a better job, and I need to forgive. So we forgive, and you literally feel an energy in your heart. And guys, you know, people can be skeptical of this, but you've all felt it. Maybe for guys, when we see a certain girl, right, walk by, or a certain person, and we think, man, she is gorgeous, and you feel, and I'm talking about one that you really love as a person. I mean, it's just, she lights up your life, or your friend, your sister, your brother, whoever, you know, you're somebody who's really, and you feel, but just that feeling. And then you turn that, you forgive with that feeling. You feel that warmth in your heart. And I mean, really feel that warmth. And then you envision all those things you thought you should hate. For me, it's all of the inefficiency, the feeling let down and betrayed, and people, you know, just seemingly not caring, and myself, forgiving myself, forgiving everything about me that I am embarrassed about. You might be too, sending that warm feeling. Feel that warm feeling, and then literally step three is to feel love and send it to those feelings and everything that you just sort of addressed and got your feelings out and triggered that chemical reaction. And you're feeling that love now. And there we go. Let's send it out to ourselves. Wherever it's going to go, it's going to go. You just feel that warmth, and you intend for it to go. And you might see it going. You might picture those people in your head. Picture yourself. And then you picture that warmth. You feel it traveling out. There you go. And surrounding that. That's good. And you can wait there as long as you want. As long as you want. So that technique, you can hold that a lot longer. The freedom and love technique, it can be really, really unbelievable. I am so honored to share that with you. I am absolutely amazed that you were able to do that with me. And you're going to send that love wherever it needs to go in space and time and really do it and hold it there. And then you can rinse and repeat this three-step process. You can rinse and repeat and do it over and over again and do it as much as you need to. And it's just one tool. It's a tool, but it's a very valuable tool. And if you can look at the world, wouldn't it be nice if we could do a better job of that safely, right? I want to do a better job. That's why I'm doing it with you. Instead of hiding things, that my feelings and, you know, I'm human. But we don't have to take it out on other people. And I'm doing it so I can do a better job of that. Because sometimes you've seen countries, they go to war and then they're friends. Or the North and the South, or, you know, again, the UK and the United States after going to war on countries all over Europe, right? So now you can feel soothed and you might feel like, man, that was a lot to go through, and you should. So the last thing regarding this technique, which is so important, is as we continue to get better and better with this, we may anticipate people or situations that might trigger this. And you even know it's coming. And sometimes a lot of things can do this: prayer, meditation, deep breathing, lifting weights if you're a guy, yoga, to give us that space in between reacting. This is one thing that can do it. I am so honored to share it with you. I feel really good that it really can help you. But now, as we start to become more aware, I know for me, you can start to just maybe know ahead of time when something might happen which might trigger that in you and a reaction towards them. And this actually, you can send love in advance. And, you know, a non-reaction is definitely better, I would say, than a negative reaction for our own harmony, right? So send that love in advance to that situation. If we have a tough time at Christmas, send it to everybody there right now. And then it will be easier to deal with, or you can just have a non-reaction and move on without getting addicted to reacting. And that is the thing that Ellie found. She was addicted, you know, beyond addicted, to the point of various disorders, to reacting, to the point of not being able to control it. And we've all either been there or almost been there at our worst, right? So I am honored to share that with you. The freedom and love technique. And share that with your friends if you would like. I would be honored if it helps as many people as possible. And I'm sure Ellie would be too. It's really a lot of her work. And we added our own special touches to it as well. So I think you might really, really get a lot out of that. So we're going to get into money and business now. And my name, again, is Nicholas Upchurch, as I mentioned at the top of the show. And the website's believe.love. And people have requested that I tell this story. Sometimes in life, And we might make it a free download. We may have a whole section of free downloads there eventually, but definitely you're able to come back to this either on iTunes or YouTube. In fact, you can subscribe for free to iTunes or YouTube. It's actually what helps grow the channel, the channels and our company, I should say, is when you subscribe, we get more views. And if you like this kind of content, to really help yourself and help others and get to the truth about the world, you know, you can go to believecontest.com. And if you subscribe to our free channels, there's nothing you have to do. You don't have to pay for anything. There's nothing you have to do that's paid there. We want to give you a $250 gift card if we choose your question or comment or story or feedback as the best. We do this multiple times a month, and this is a way for me to incentivize you to take action, ask tough questions. I want to answer them, and we're going to pick the best ones and give you a $250 gift card where I'm actually giving money away to help this grow. And I'm honored to do that. It's the best thing I could think to do with $250. But I would love if you could help me and share this community. So believecontest.com. So this formula, this is actually a formula. And it's more than just a technique. In this case, I guess you can use those words interchangeably, right? Because there's a process to this, just like there's a process to some techniques. But what we're going to do is call this the Championship Business and Life Formula. And this comes from a story where I played football at the University of Michigan in front of 111,000 fans. I got on the field, you know, a few times. My size, that was a great accomplishment. I actually had a fractured spine when I was 15. I was in a back brace for 6 months. I don't even know that my collegiate coaches knew this. I actually had the honor of playing for two national championship coaches, one at the University of Central Florida named Gene Chizik. And if we take a look here, you can see one at the University of Michigan named Lloyd Carr. And he won a national championship. And then Gene Chizik was the defensive coordinator at UCF. And he went on to win the national championship at Auburn with Cam Newton. Cam Newton as quarterback, who is in the NFL now. So this really stems from, if I can focus on Coach Carr, and this was a big part of my life. Football, growing up, the first segment, I spoke about the technique, the freedom and love technique. And football growing up, in a way, helped me to express my anger, my brother dying, and things like that. So football was a major part of my life up until I graduated when I was 22. And I was happy and I'm honored to have played it. And at the level I was able to play it at. So Lloyd Carr, he would always yell two things: pay attention and be on time. Pay attention and be on time. And he would just yell it randomly. So it was pretty funny. He'd walk in the room and say, pay attention. You know, that's actually the best voice I could probably do. And then be on time as well. Be on time. And actually, that's probably a little bit, it's pretty similar. But there was a lot to that. There's a lot to those two things. If you want to get into how that can actually help you make money, we're going to get into that now. So step one is pay attention. It sounds very simple, but you know, that program at the time, that football program at the University of Michigan, I don't know that the talent was tremendously better than at University of Central Florida, but the attention to detail was second to none. And pay attention in business and in terms of making money and doing actually anything in life is a key element. I cannot emphasize this enough. I would love for us, all of us, including me, I can pay attention more as well, but wake up and pay attention, right? Think about all of the contracts, the details, the marketing plans, the business trends, where customers are coming from, how much it costs to get a customer, how much profit you can make, what you can sell, what your product looks like, how much money it will take to get that product to market. All of those details, every single detail, the better we can pay attention, the better we can actually do what we're trying to do and make more money. It's that simple. It is lit. And so I never understood being 19 or 20, why this guy is just yelling, pay attention. I guess I tried to do a pretty good job naturally of doing that. But I finally started to understand when I could really differentiate as to why one football team might win, one might lose, and maybe the talent was similar. And actually, there were things after I played collegiate football in terms of running the 40-yard dash, running 40 yards as fast as you can. I didn't really learn how to do that very well until 4 years later when I got a tryout with an arena football team, a professional team, after not having played for 4 years, the San Jose Sabercats. And I was finally, I had some help in college, but I wasn't paying attention, and it really affected me. It really affected me because that's a statistic that is highly valued in football. And I wasn't paying attention to small things as to why I was so fast at certain times and why. And it all had to do with my calves, cocking my calf and putting pressure on it so it's like a spring. I would bend down and get in a track stance, but my speed and my quickness when I was in a certain stance came from that. And playing football sometimes, I did that. But I didn't necessarily do that running. I didn't run track. I didn't run track and field. So that small detail cost me perhaps playing more, although football is a tough sport, right? But I was running my fastest times consistently going into the professional tryout years later, which was funny. It's really funny. So those details are everything. And I just listed off about 10 things in business. And if you're wondering how this is applicable, you know, rewind and listen. Because every single part of what I just said, you can make a list and analyze those details in terms of what your competition's doing, how you are realistically going to compete, what you're going to be offering, where you're going to get customers from, and a whole litany of things, how much it's going to cost, the details of who's going to be manufacturing that, or even if you want to get a better job, how you're going to pay attention to exactly the reality of getting that job, not just what we think. I thought jobs actually fell out of the sky. I only had one job before starting my own companies, but I just thought jobs fell out of the sky graduating from University of Michigan, and it wasn't that way. So this skill, if you do a great job, and even helping you to deal with people, helping you to understand people, it's sort of like if you can pay attention to what's important to somebody, that could be the reason they like you. That could be the reason either you make the sale. That could be the reason they fall in love with you. Paying attention to what's important to them, not you, but them. And that's why I'm talking about money, by the way. Money in business for me is a major thing. It was a major thing, and it is. We all have to live. And I'm going to sell things through this network, through this media company called Believe. But that's not why I'm doing this. We all could be making more money and just focusing on money. And some people are doing that, and that's okay. But I'm talking to you about money and business because I know it's important to a lot of people. And they don't teach us how to make money in college or at the university. So every one of those details. So paying attention is key. People like you, you know, paying attention applies to everything in life. And actually, when we pay attention more and more, we discover maybe our true purpose. We get led places that we never thought we would be led. I mean, I've been to 33 countries all over the world. I never thought I would be in most of them, completely random. And so paying attention is key. That can actually make you rich. Paying attention can make you rich. It's the one thing that can make you rich, along with taking action. And then I would say adapting. So step one is paying attention. The second step of this championship business and life formula would be to be on time. He used to yell, be on time. In addition to that, to me, be on time also means be honest, do what you say you're going to do, tell the truth, which has to do with being honest, right? Sort of the same thing. And don't make excuses, just do it. If somebody wasn't on time for a meeting, they may have a million excuses. In football, especially you're dealing with college kids, they have to wake up at 6 a.m. the next morning, even in the snow, go sit in the stands, the stadium, huge stadium, 111 or 112,000 people, and just sit there or run up and down the stairs at 6 a.m. when everybody else is sleeping. And there's no debate about it. That's just what you do. So being honest, so how does this apply? How does this apply? Being honest applies to business. I really shouldn't even have to mention this. We all can do a better job. And sometimes this can make us mad when people aren't and we are. But it's all about step three, which I'm going to get into in a minute. But being honest, it's basically, and being on time, you have to deliver. You have to deliver. No matter what, you have to give your customers what they want. You have to be able, if you say you're going to be at an appointment, you have to be there. Paying attention. I can't tell you. I have probably gotten hundreds. I've gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of job applications over time for different companies that I've owned. Three major ones that I've owned. And 5% of people even read and sort of reply to things like, tell me your availability. And I know it's tough to understand why this is so important, but if you understand all of the things I mentioned regarding business and all of the parts of business, and you know, I think they say 10% of businesses are profitable. That's why paying attention is so important. And in football, they're even tougher. You don't play or you're cut. You're not even on the team or you're up at 6 a.m. running, working out, right? So you need to be able to deliver as well. You need to do what you say you're going to do all of the time with no excuses. And if something happens, we all have things happen. Let somebody know in advance, you know, under promise and over deliver. Be on time in a way. Listen, if everybody was on time, they would be under promising and over deliver because almost it's very rare for us to encounter things that are always on time. Even the movies start 20 minutes late, you know, compared to the time that is stated, right? So under promise and over deliver, you know, if there are problems you anticipate or if there's something you can see coming up, give somebody maybe a little bit of a conservative estimate and then something that you think would be actually maybe a problem. If you couldn't do it, that would be a major catastrophe. Like it's very conservative. You know, you can do better. And then when you do better, you know, it depends on what the situation is, right? But when you know, my God, I can do better than that. give them a conservative estimate and then get it done. And when you do that, my God, will they love you. If you always do that, people will absolutely love you no matter what you're doing, and it will make you more money. And let me tell you the opposite side of the spectrum. If you overpromise and underdeliver, the opposite thing's going to happen. You're going to be out of business. You're going to be lying to people and stealing and cheating, and you're going to get fired. And certain people have a higher threshold than others. Steve Jobs and other people, they would go crazy. If you watch the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, we've all seen that movie, right? Or a lot of us have. And he goes crazy in his younger years. And you know what? I've been there. And if you were with us for the first segment, the freedom and love technique, you can understand why we have to do that. If we can see inefficiencies, and it's really not about Steve Jobs being perfect and everybody else not be. It's about his reactions and learning things growing up. So if I grew up watching football coaches and I have that tough reaction, that's my frame of reference. It's not necessarily the right way to handle it, but things can make us crazy the more aware we are, to the point where we're crippled by the entire world, because none of us are perfect, including me. So this can be a major issue. So if you overpromise and underdeliver and are late and don't get the product to the customer they actually desire, you're going to be out of business. It's very simple. At some point, it's not going to last long. So be on time. When he yelled that, Lloyd Carr, Coach Lloyd Carr, there was so much to it, and it's so important. So this championship business and life formula, step two, be on time and all that that entails. And the next step, the third step, is to understand other people's perspectives and to get on the same page. And I'm going to tell you right now why this is so important. This could be the most important step yet, because I just mentioned everything to you regarding Steve Jobs, how he was angry, regarding very important things about how to make money. If you do these things, you can be rich. But without this last one, I really don't know if it's possible. Your depth of understanding and your ability to make things happen can increase so much when you do step three. It's literally the difference between number one, living a happy life, and number two, being rich or being poor. And so you have to understand what things mean to the other person and clarify definitions in business and when you want to make more money. If we think that being on time is 15 minutes late because our culture taught us that, nobody cares there, and we show up 15 minutes late, and being on time for a job means in a different, maybe you move to a different area, and it means starting exactly at that time. If you don't understand what be on time means to them, you're going to be fired. And the same goes in business. And if you are able to do this and understand differences in terms of the definition and the perspective of the other people that you're dealing with, either your customers or your boss or your partners or your manufacturers, if you're manufacturing a product or you are working with an advertising network and they're paying you and they're going to pay you, I sort of switched into that. Let's say a company is paying you, an advertising network, and they pay you on net 15, and you're doing pretty well. You have to make sure that net 15 means they're going to pay you on the 15th if you need that money. And I think it's a good thing for them to do what they say they're going to do anyway, because otherwise they could pay you 30 days late. It's very common to get paid late. Very, very common. It's way too common. People are trying to stretch things. You need to be on the same page, and you need to do the same thing for your customers. Because in that case, if you're the advertising network, you have customers, and doing what you say you're going to do can actually get you more customers. One of the reasons people like working with Google is they pay on time all of the time. And they generally do what they say they're going to do in terms of advertising. So if you advertise with Google, it's pretty straightforward. If you get paid by Google, Google AdSense, they pay you on time. And not a lot of advertising networks do that. I don't know why, to be honest with you. They should probably get a hint from Google that being known for being honest can be a huge reason, a huge differentiator. It can bring you more customers. So, and if you over-deliver, if you give people bonuses and more than they want, you're really going to be looked at as amazing. If you can sustain that, you really have to plan for what you're trying to do. And it's the same thing if you're trying to get a job or increase your business, just under-promise and over-deliver. But understand the other perspectives of people and what words mean to them and what words mean to us, right? Understand the differences in those things, because we can be on completely different pages and have different expectations. And so when you can understand that and get on the same page and take some responsibility for that too, because it's not that I'm always right. It's just that I was taught a certain way. Somebody else might be taught another way. They might be taught to scam people. But I can love them and just let them know how important getting on the same page is, and ask them to that, hey, tell them, listen, if you do this for me, I'm going to bring you more business. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows that you are the one that delivers more than you promised, or that you're simply on time doing what you say. Reward them for that. Even if you think they might be tough to work with, ask them what they need to meet you in the middle with that definition. Or you know what you can do once you get on the same page with somebody. You can get the truth. If they're used to paying net 15, and to them that could mean 30 days later. If you say, listen, please tell me, man or ma'am, right? Whoever you're working with, how do you really pay people? Are you paying 30 days late? What can you realistically deliver this to me? Or when can you realistically pay me, I should say, right? If you're working with a manufacturer manufacturing a product, they might tell you 10 business days, and I've seen it where the truth is maybe 40 business days, and they won't tell you that. And you have to talk to people and butter them up a little bit, you know? Butter them up. Tell them what's in it for them. There's a great book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that I could read more. And that's by Carnegie. And tell them what's in it for them and why it will be valuable for them to do this. And then find the truth, and that can put yourself at ease. But these principles are so important. So doing these things might allow us to love the other people. Once we can really be honest with each other, it'll make it easier for us to love everybody. And there is a tension there that we created with capitalism, and that is to get ahead, right? But who are we really competing with? We're on the same team. Whether we know it or not, when we compete, we're elevating society in a way. That's why they say capitalism works. But, you know, it could be quite possible we all are connected. In fact, physicists have proven that all points in space and time are connected. So this can help us love ourselves, love other people, and make a lot more money and grow a business. And without it, it's going to be very tough. You could get lucky, but I tell you what, I have spent years of my life not paying attention to small details. And that was the reason I could have said, if I was going to be tough, oh, I wasted a year on that project. Or if you're trying to get a better job, you know, you got to pay attention to how much time you're going to have, how long it's going to take. You might need to get an assistant on Upwork.com in the Philippines. And we'll get into all these things in future episodes. But I hope this has really, really helped you. The Championship Business and Life Formula. It's really exciting. Combine this, you know, with being accountable and spreading ideas about paying attention and doing what you say you're going to do. And people will love you. And understanding what things are important to somebody else, people will really, really love you. So I really am so happy that you've joined me. And we're going to have a show next time that's a little bit more conventional. We're going to get into specific parts of business, step-by-step processes to improve your business and really what that consists of. But we're going to do some amazing things here at Believe. And we're going to do this. It's my great honor for you to be part of this community and to get excited about this. Really, really get excited. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Believe you can do it. Believe you can accomplish anything. Believe you are put on this earth to fulfill your full potential. Are we just going to die and not do that? I understand if we feel that way. I have felt that way. I have felt like I was dead on the floor, crying like a little baby on the floor, just like a baby crying, thinking I'm terrible, that nothing matters, that I've wasted time, my life, I can't do anything. Get excited about this. Make a change. If you want unconventional news, if you want to learn about things that can really push the envelope, things that are hidden from you, things that people aren't talking about, and how we can compromise and really love and come together. And you help me. You help me. All I want you to do is spread the message about this show and this network and this community, which is you. It's not necessarily, I'm here, I'm sitting here right now, but you are way actually more important. You give me fuel by sharing this. And so go to believecontest.com. We're giving away to our free subscribers, YouTube and iTunes, $250 gift cards to the person who, in the next 10 days, to the person who gives the best comment or the best story and subscribes to iTunes or YouTube or the best feedback. And you can spread that link, believecontest.com, and that will spread the message. I thank you for sharing your time with me. I am so excited about the possibilities. I want to hear how this really affects you. I want to hear actual movement. I want to feel like you are changing your life. I want to feel like you are finally feeling powerful, that you can move mountains, you can cure yourself, you can do things you never thought possible. So thank you for joining me on Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. God bless you. God bless us all. And let's make it happen.